再同心祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，我们在你的面前，打开你的话，愿你的灵向我们吹气，愿你的话向我们说话。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。那我们一起打开传道书第二章，我们今天从十二节看到二十三节。旧约传道书第二章十二到二十三。
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 12. Then I turned my thoughts to consider wisdom, and also madness and folly. What more can the king's successor do than what has already been done? I saw that wisdom is better than folly, just as light is better than darkness. The wise have eyes in their heads, while the fool walks in the darkness. But I came to realize that the same fate overtakes them both. Then I said to myself,The fate of the fool will overtake me also. What then do I gain by being wise? I said to myself, this too is meaningless. For the wise, like the fool, will not be long remembered. The days have already come when both have been forgotten. Like the fool, the wise must die. So I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind.I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. And who knows whether that person will be wise or foolish? Yet they will have full control over all the fruit of my toil, into which I have poured my effort and skill under the sun. This too is meaningless. So my heart began to despair over all my toilsome labor under the sun. For a person may labor with wisdom, knowledge, and skill,And then they must leave all they own to another who has not toiled for it. This too is meaningless and a great misfortune. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless.
我转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧，再往以后而来的人还能做什么呢？也不过行早先所行的就是了。我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里行。我却看见有一件事，这两等人都必遇见。我就心里说，愚昧人所遇见的，我也必遇见。我为何更有智慧呢？我心里说，这也是虚空。智慧人和愚昧人一样，永远无人纪念。因为日后都被忘记，可叹智慧人死亡与愚昧人无异。我所以恨恶生命，因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。那人是智慧，是愚昧，谁能知道？他竟要管理我劳碌所得的。就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。故此我转想，我在日光之下所劳碌的一切工作，心变绝望，因为有人用智慧、知识、灵巧所劳碌得来的，却要留给未曾劳碌的人为份，这也是虚空，也是大患。人在日光之下劳碌累心，在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。恐怕来到这里呢，我们感觉到好像一个非常悲观、一个非常负面的一个情绪，对待这个生活。
Perhaps when we read these words, we would have a very passive and negative attitude towards life.
那么让我们看一下传道书传道者在第九章第十节的一句话。
Let's look further at this another verse here in Ecclesiastes.
第九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
凡你手所做的，当做的事，要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间，没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, there is neither working, nor planning, nor knowledge, nor wisdom.
我想传道者不会这么自相的矛盾。
I think that the writer was, will not contravene himself.
在第九章第十节，你看到他还是要呢，很积极的，甚至要有谋算，要有知识，要有智慧，然后要去工作。
In chapter 9 verse 10 he emphasizes here that there is still work to be done, so there's working, planning, knowledge and wisdom.
那么我们怎么样看刚才我们所读的这一段经文好像一个非常负面的一个情绪呢？
Then how do we look at the verses we had just read? Does it appear negative?
我想我们要按照他的讲东西的方式这个来了解。
I think we have to understand this from the way he describes these verses.
传道者不是要再讲一些大道理。
The writer, the teacher here is not trying to give a overall understanding wisdom.
他是针对每一种情况来做一些结论。
He is drawing conclusions on very specific situations.
他不是要企图讲一句话，然后呢，就是说，全部的东西都是这样。
He is not trying to use an overarching summary of wisdom for all the passages.
所以我们读的时候，我们就是要按照他这样的方式了解他。
So when we read, we are to understand it in this format.
在这里，他就去想到这个死的这件事情。
And here he talks about death.
所以今天我的题目是死的冲击。
So my topic today is about the impact of death.
但是这个冲击到底是好的、坏的、正的、负面的，我们要小心来看。
And whether this is a positive or negative impact, we have to be careful.
还是他是在说死出现的时候有一种事实发生。
Or is it that there's a reality that happens when death occurs?
如果你说因为死出现了，因为有死这样的事情，所以他说。没有意思的，活着没有意思的。
If we interpret it as since death occurs, everything else has no meaning.
做什么都没用的。
Whatever we do, it's meaningless.
刚才第九章第十节已经告诉我们，他没有这样想。
But in chapter 9 verse 10, it tells this is not so.
但是另外，你再回来看的时候，他一直说这个死这个事情出现的时候，他感到很不高兴，他感到甚至很厌烦，他有一些情绪在里面。
But here in these verses, he seems to be frustrated at the fact that death occurs and death comes to everyone.
这个十七节他说我恨恶生命。
In verse 17, he says, "So I hated life."
十八节他说我恨恶一切的劳碌。
And he said, "I hated all the things I had toil."
那你以为说这样我们就不要活，也不要再劳碌
？So does it mean that we do not live and we do not work hard?
在第九章第十节，他说：“不，还是要活，而且还要有智慧、有知识、有谋算。”
But in chapter 9 verse 10, it emphasizes here that this is not so because we are supposed to work and to plan and for knowledge and for wisdom.
所以，他不是用死来否定生的事情。
It is not using death to negate life.
我们今天，我们很容易受这样的一个想法影响。
I think today we are easily influenced by such thinking.
我们常常让最终的结局是什么来影响我们要不要有这个过程。
We are often influenced by the end would influence the means of how we do things.
那么我们今天说到最后我们得什么，不然我们没有意思做这样的事情。
And then we say that well, since the end is this way, then there's no meaning in me working in the middle.
或者说我们今天常常说到底有什么意义。
And frequently we ask, so what is the meaning of this?
或者有没有一个最终的意义？
Is there a final meaning to it?
但是我发现到说，传道书它不是这样想东西，跟不是这样看东西。
But I find that the book of Ecclesiastes, this is not the way it looks at things.
它是就事论事。
It's talking about things as they are, as they happen.
所以如果死就是一件事情的话，
So if death occurs as just an event,
它把它看出来。
He sees it for what it is.
然后真的是看得 也很这个真实。
And to see it for what it really is.
那么他也不去逃避它。
He does not escape.
他也不去用说有更好的意义呢来美化它。
There's no better meaning to beautify it.
他说死就是死。
Death is death.
死是什么？
What is it?
死就是什么都停止了。
So death means everything stops.
然后过去所有做过的呢也都停止了。
So what we had done before has come to an end.
这个是事实。
And this is the reality.
我有时候我在想。
Sometimes I think.
希特勒的妈妈会怎么想生出一个这样的儿子来。
What would the mother of Hitler think for having produced such a son?
我相信希特勒来到这个世界的时候。
I think that when Hitler came to this world,
家里为他庆祝生日。
I'm sure the people celebrated his birthdays.
朋友平常也会听到庆祝生日。
And there may, he may have friends as well who celebrate with him.
就像我们这样。
Just like us.
我们常常庆祝我们这个人出现。
We celebrate the, you know, the birth of a child.
但是如果到最后的时候，我们变成一个罪大恶极的人。
But in the end, when a person becomes the most evil person,
那么带给这么多人痛苦，
bringing pain and suffering to many, many people,
你说这是怎么回事？
Then what, how do you find meaning in this?
你说这个没有意思的。
You say there's no meaning at all.
是这样讲的吗？
Is this the way we interpret it?
传道者带领我们去面对这一个很真实的事情。
So the teacher here brings us to these real events, real matters.
讲到死呢，
when he talks about death,
我跟年纪大的人来说，我们就很容易来说这个事情。
And it's easier for me to talk to people who are senior.
所以在上个星期我在华语崇拜，我觉得这段经文跟他们分享是很容易的。
So last week when I was sharing this in the other sermon, it was easier for me to share the verses.
但是在这里我们大多是年轻人。
But here when there are many younger persons,
你们还有很多的这个计划，有很多的理想，有很多前面的日子要过。
Yeah, many plans ahead and many ambition and ambition.
那么是不是在这里讲死，把大家讲到呢死气沉沉？
Is it here that when I talk about death and make everyone very negative?
我想没有理由，也不应该。
I don't think that there's a reason for me to do this, and it shouldn't be so.
也不需要是这样子的。
And there's no need to do that.
但是另外，因为这个是上帝透过传道者向我们说话。
On the other hand, because these words are from God's words through the teacher.
我想，我们读圣经，我们发现到说，上帝给我们一个很宝贵的事情。
And I think that God has given us something very special.
就是他要帮助我们成为一个真实的人。
He wants us to be a real person.
而我们活在一个真实的世界。
In a real world.
真的。我们不是活在一个幻想里面，虽然我们有理想，虽然我们可以做梦。
Although we have ambitions and dreams, we're not living in a virtual world, in a synthetic world.
我们还是活在一个很真实的这个里面。
We are living in the real world.
所以在真实的里面，真实的事情呢，上帝要我们好好去面对。
And in the real world, we are to face real events. God wants us to face them properly.
就是今天我们不要活在说我是不会死的。
And we shouldn't be living in this thinking that we will never die.
但是另外你说我总有一天会死的。
But on the other hand, if we accept that one day we will die,
那么请你不要说这样，所以呢，干嘛这么辛苦呢？
Yeah, then we might want to say, why then do we toil? Why do we want to make it so difficult for ourselves?
传道书说的这都是虚空。
But the book of Ecclesiastes says this is meaningless.
没有啊，传道书不是这样讲。
This is not what the book of Ecclesiastes says.
他一方面他很认真的面对死。
On the one hand, he treats this topic very seriously.
其实当你发现到他对死的那一种的真实性的那一个感受跟那一种的情感很强烈的时候，
And actually you can feel his emotions when he talks about death in these words.
其实反过来是反映他对生的那一种的热爱跟那个热切。
Actually it reflects his love for life and his love for living.
那么因为他说死了，然后呢之后任何的一切呢我都没有办法来影响了，我也没有办法来决定了。
He says that, well, after he dies, everything, he cannot influence anything anymore, he cannot decide on anything anymore in the living.
那么这个就是表示他是一个很愿意继续的能够影响、能够发挥、能够活的人。
And so it reflects here that he is a person who really wants to live and his passion for living and the things that he wants to do.
然后叫他首先他很受不了的就是说不管我是智慧还是愚昧到头来都是一样要死。
One of the things that he was frustrated about that whether it's madness or folly in the end he dies.
意思就是说照理呢这个是应该不一样的。
To him, well, actually, by logic, this shouldn't have been the way.
但是死却造成一个事实，不管是有智慧或者是愚昧，都是死。
But the death has made it such a way that whether a person is clever or not, they will die.
可能人家还会忘记。
And people might forget.
所以在这里，你要找另外一个理由，为什么你要？是智慧，而不要愚昧，因为到头来都要死。
And so we might need to find another reason why we should have wisdom or folly, because in the end a person will die.
在我旁边是医生来的。
Okay.
你知道，当医生跟你讲一句话说 ，"Let he eat what he want to eat."
So when a doctor tells a person, just let him eat what he wants to eat.
就是说，他的日子不多了。
That would imply that there are not many days left for the person to enjoy.
所以你吃什么都无所谓了。
So it wouldn't influence what he eats.
那么是不是说，迟早都要死？这样你倒过来说，这样随便啊。
So do you turn around and say, well, since we are all going to die, so it doesn't matter what diet we choose?
传道者没有这样子。
This is not what the teacher says.
虽然他很不甘愿死呢，死到这边走到那边的时候停了，然后没有两样。
Although he's frustrated at eventually people will have to die.
但是他没有说，既然最后是一样，他就倒过来说这边怎么样无所谓，他没有这样子。
But he doesn't say that since the end is the same, that all are going to die. He does not say then the living part or all the way to living that the person doesn't have to care about how they live.
我想只要我们注意这样的一个很特别的一个想法是很重要的。
And I think that we have to make a clear distinction in the way we are thinking here.
一方面呢，他是真正面对死的人。
On the one hand, he is truly looking at people who will eventually die.
而且他还要去接受死出现的时候，很多我们以为应该不一样的东西，其实好像都没两样。
And you have to accept the fact that after a person dies, many things that we had thought are very special or different, in the end, they are the same.
但是另外一方面，他又没有因为这样子呢，他否定说，我活的时候，我选择某一种的活法。
But he does not negate that since everyone is going to die, that you know we choose a certain way of living in a negative way.
各位朋友，各位弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters and friends，
这里之所以是这样子能够不同
，And the reason why it can be different here，
就是因为不论他活还是怎么样子
，No matter whether he is living or not，
他不是从活本身来找那个价值跟那个意义。
He does not get his meaning and his value from the living itself.
但是今天我们整个世界，我们整个呢都被说我们是要放在这里。
But today in our world, we tend to put everything in the living the itself.
但是这个是没办法的。
But this can't be helped.
因为当在我们的世界里面，在我们的生命里面没有神这样的事情的时候。
Because in our lives and in our world, when there is no God,
我们一定要另外找所谓的意义、所谓的目的、所谓的有用的价值，成为我们奋斗、我们活着的目标。
We need to replace the drive and our target with something else that is in this world.
这个是今天的这个世界没有办法、不得不这样的。
And this is the world we live in today, and it's something that we can't help.
不然的话，很多人呢都会。我相信都会结束他们自己的生命。
Otherwise, many people might end their lives.
但是当我们把意义、把目的、把价值是从这一个社会、从这个世界上去找的时候
But when we find our meaning, our value, from things that are in this world,
我们就人就做出很多不是很完善，也不是很平衡，也不是很健全的一种的这个标准。
Then we set standards and things that are not very healthy, not very complete.
因为我们就是没有办法做得这么美好。
Because we can't be, we just did something that we can't do perfectly.
虽然我们尽量，我们尽我们的努力，尽我们的文明的能力去把它这个处理得好。
Although we try our best with our whatever we know in our civilization to manage these well.
甚至我们在这个过程里面，我们也会看得不平衡，我们也会犯错。
And through this process, yes, there will be times that we see things or set our thinking wrongly.
所以你就看到说，有些人他不愿意继续活下去。
So you see that there are people who do not wish to continue living.
甚至他采取结束自己的生命。
And there are people who have committed suicide.
我们知道说在现在的社会价值继续在发展下去的时候。
And we see that if this trend in the society continues today,
虽然我们的这个物质一直不断的在改进。
And although materially everything is improving.
但是另外一方面，越来越多的人觉得不想活得这么久，或者是不想活下去。
But increasingly, many people choose not to live so long or choose to end their lives.
我预测在接下来我们会碰到另外一个很头痛的问题，就是很多人决定说我要结束我的生命，我不要再活下去。
I predict that in the future there may be another wave of problems for society, and that is many people do not want to live anymore.
因为当神不在我们的生命的范围里面的时候
，Because when God is not within, is not in our lives at all,
他不能够成为我们没有一个终极的一个基础的。
We don't have a final, destination or principle or basis.
直到说我们不管怎么样子呢，我们都愿意走下去。
Such that, no matter what the circumstances are, we continue to wish to carry on.
我们很矛盾的活在这样的一个，一方面我们不断的这个进取我们的这个文明，我们的价值。
We live lives of contradiction because as we continue to improve in our civilization, our technology.
但是另外一方面，我们不知不觉我们一直在拆掉我们的价值跟我们的基础。
And on the other hand, we're destroying our value system and our basis of living.
那么传道者他在这里面他也没有埋怨什么。
And here the teacher does not grumble about any specific
thing. 虽然他表露了一个很强烈的情绪，他说我厌恶，我恨恶。
Although he expressed his strong emotions in using the words hate.
但是其实你看到他还是尽量在好好的活下去的。
But here you see that he continues to try his best to live well.
我们知道说我们今天的经文也是跟上面的事情是连贯的。
And we also see these verses as continuation of the verses before.
在第二章里面，你看到说他尽量用他手上有的这个财富，他的这个能力呢，去要让他自己活得高兴，活得有满足感。
In chapter 2, we see that he uses his resources, his money and wealth to live well and to live satisfied.
甚至他说他的能力胜过耶路撒冷以前的王。
Such that he says that he's by far greater than anyone in Jerusalem before him.
然后我们知道说，在犹太人的当中，所罗门王是最有财富的。
And amongst the Jews, King Solomon was the wealthiest.
但是凭这句话，我觉得这里讲的不应该是所罗门。
But from these words here, I think that it might not be referring to Solomon.
但是那是会是谁呢
？Then who is it？
总而言之，他说他拥有比过去任何一个在耶路撒冷所拥有的人更有能力。
Regardless, he says that he has more wealth and more possessions than all the kings before him.
然后他希望他用尽他这个，可以让他自己觉得呢有一种满足感。
And he says he wants to use this so that he has he feels satisfied in his heart.
但是他发现到说还是不能够。
But in the end, he finds that he could not.
然后他就继续再下去，他就再看，再用其他的方式。
And he continues, and he's trying to find other ways.
我希望大家看到说，他是一个这样子一个很积极的活着的一个人。
I wish everyone to see him as a person who is positive in his attitude and the way he lives.
但是另外一方面，他一直看到在这个现实的里面有一些事情，就是跟这个好像不合调的。
On the other hand, he also sees that in reality there are many things that are contradict or are different from what he has planned.
我想这一个我们今天让他来这个引导我们说，也同样去想这些事。
Perhaps it will teach us today to think about things, these things, these matters.
使到我们不至于说我们因为没有想到是这样子，然后可能我们以这一些作为我们的这个目的跟这个目标。
Such that if we don't think about it, then we might use these as our aim and our targets.
但是如果这些不是我们的目的跟目标的话，
But if these were not our final aim,
那么什么是我们活着的动力呢？
Then what is the engine that makes us live?
你发觉到说，在这个旧约圣经里面有一个很特别的一种讲法。
And you find that in the Old Testament, there's a very special way of describing this.
我们活要好好的活，
we live, we have to live well,
是因为上帝，
it's because of God.
因为活是上帝带来的，
because life is given by God.
而活是上帝所珍惜所要的，
and it's something that God treasures and it's God, what God wants.
上帝也不要死，
God does not wish for death.
上帝也不要败坏，
He does not want decay.
上帝是要呢活，
He wants us to live.
我常常提的这个创世纪，
When I frequently mention Genesis, the book of Genesis.
今天我要提另外的一个地方，给我们也是这样的一种的这个想法，在以赛亚书。
I also want to bring out another chapter in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书六十五章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 65.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他说：“看哪、啊，我造新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。”
In Isaiah chapter 65 verse 17, Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered.
十八节，你们当因我造的永远欢喜快乐，因为耶和华造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。
Verse 18, But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create, for I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy.
那么你如果继续看到这个二十五节，
And we continue to read to verse 25,
这里就是在描述一个很正常的、很好的在活着的一个城市，叫做耶路撒冷。
Here it describes Jerusalem as something beautiful, it's somewhere that people are living perfectly.
那么生命在这里头不再是破坏，不再是威胁。
And living in this city is no more decay and destruction.
就是活。
It's just living.
而且活得很丰盛。
And live well.
那么这样的一个事情也是启示录所表达的。
And this is also reflected in the book of Revelations.
请大家翻到这个启示录二十一章
，In Revelations chapter 21,
第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天已经过去，海也不再有。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。
Then I saw chapter 21 verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
第四节说，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain.
那么这个第十节
verse 10,
中最后一句话，从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷只是我。第十节最后一句话。
In verse 10, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God.
启示录其实很多的话都是在重复 以赛亚、以西结的已经讲过的话。
Actually, many verses from the book of Revelations that are repeat of what has been said by the prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel.
那么这里不是在讲说有一个死后的地方叫天堂。
It's not here describing a place that a person goes to called heaven.
不是的。
No.
圣经给我们看到的是神对这一个他所造的这个世界，他没有停止的，要一直维持它。
It shows us here God is continuing at work and maintaining the world that he has created.
那么他要更新它。
And he continues to renew it.
他要翻新它。
To refurbish.
然后他要继续让它继续下去。
And continue to allow it to have this world to continue.
不是说我们这里是短暂没有意思，然后有一个永远的天堂才叫有意思，这个不是圣经讲的。
It is not that the life or the world that we have here is meaningless, and that it is only in heaven that everything has meaning and perfect.
从旧约一直到新约。
From the Old Testament to the New.
他一直在讲一件事情。
He talks about one thing.
活是上帝带来的。
To live comes from God.
而上帝本身就是活。
And God himself is the living God.
所以耶稣说我是生命。
And Jesus say I am the life.
所以上帝要活的事情要一直继续下去。
And so God wants life and living to continue.
那么现在死造成了这样的一种的一个冲击。
And so with the impact of death here.
那么在旧约这个是一个事实。
And in the Old Testament this is a reality.
但是因为活是由上帝带来的，
But because living comes from God,
所以传道者呢没有否定这个活的价值。
So the writer does not negate the value of living.
然后说活今生会这样子没有价值，只有你信耶稣才有意思。他没有这样讲。
He does not say, oh, there's no meaning in living, and that only you have to believe in Jesus, and that's the only way to bring meaning. He doesn't say that. He didn't say that.
他还是好好活。
He still continues to emphasize that a person should live well.
但是他是向上帝活。
But it's to live for God.
保罗也是一样。
The same with Paul.
他们讲的都是同样的东西。
And this is what they all is consistent with what Paul says.
跟我们教会传福音的时候讲的不大一样。
Sometimes it's a bit different from when we are evangelized.
我们看一下腓立比书。
We look at the book of Philippians.
第一章。
Chapter 1,
21节
verse 21,
他说因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。 但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 21, For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me.
那么为什么保罗这里能够说死呢有益处呢？
Why does Paul say here and to die is gain?
那么传道者呢说死呢就停了。
Here the writer of Ecclesiastes says that everything ends when a person dies.
那么他们是不是讲不同的东西呢？
Are they talking about different things?
不是。
No.
他们讲同样的东西。
They are referring to the same thing.
但是他们有两种不同的经验。
But they have different experiences.
传道者呢因为死还是一个没有解决的问题。
Because for the writer of Ecclesiastes, death is something that has not been resolved.
但是活呢，是因为上帝带来的。
But to live is what God has brought.
所以他还是以敬畏的心向上帝活。
And so with he will continue to live for God.
而他不是在世上找个有意义的目标跟目的活。
And he's not trying to find meaning for living from things on this earth.
那么保罗跟他什么不一样呢？
But what is different about Paul?
保罗说但我活着就是基督。
Because Paul says to live is Christ.
那么谁是基督？
And who is Christ?
基督今天还活着的，对保罗来讲。
For to Paul, the apostle Paul, Christ is living today.
基督曾经活过，
Jesus lived,
也死过，
and died.
再从死里复活，再永远活下去。
And he has resurrected and continues to live on.
所以呢，对保罗来说还是活。
And to Paul, he continues to live.
所以没有这个死造成的，死到这个活呢受了影响了。
And so death itself has not influenced this.
这个是保罗跟传道者不同的这个地方。
And so this is the big difference between Paul and the writer of Ecclesiastes.
所以你看到说我活着是基督。
And so Paul says, and for to me to live is Christ.
就像基督向着上帝活，我保罗也样子跟着基督活。
Just as Christ lived for God, Paul himself he lives for God.
罗马书第六章说，我们受洗是跟基督一起活，一起死，一起活。
And in Romans chapter 6, Paul says that after baptism we live together for Christ.
所以保罗这边说，我活就是基督，也就等于是基督活。
And so for Paul to live is like Christ living.
所以他也不是因为我信了耶稣，所以生命有意义了，所以我找到这个意义来活。
It's not because I believe in Christ, so now I find meaning in life, and therefore I live for the meaning in life.
不是。
No.
我知道谁是活的主。
I know who is the living God.
谁是生命的主。
I know who is the God of life.
到底生命是属于谁的？
Who does life belong to?
生命是为着谁的？
And why do we live?
今天我们回到这个非常根本、很重要的事情。
When we come to these very basic questions.
而这样的一个事情，其实我们很幸运的，我们都在我们的亲人里面的身上得着这样的事。
And we are fortunate that we also see this in our close relatives.
我们的这个家庭里面
in our families,
每一个在世上活着的人
for everyone living here on earth,
都是另外一个把他带来的
is someone who has brought them into this world,
而把我们养大不因为什么
and they bring us up not for any specific reason,
因为那个是我的孩子
just because the person is their son, child,
当然我们承认我们做父母后来我们也带进很多很不健康的价值观希望呢你会考第一名希望呢你会很出名那么就开始出问题了、
But as parents we sometimes also bring different ideas from this world and we hope that our children grow up to be clever and smart and achieve the best
但是当这些东西没有在影响我们在腐化我们的时候
But when these thinking do not corrupt us in our, anymore,
你发现到说这个父母亲怎么样子都要把这个孩子养大。
We find that the parents, no matter how they want their children to grow up,
就是要他活。
To live.
没有因为什么。
No other special reason.
因为他是我的孩子。
Because this is my child.
上帝是生命的主。
God is the God of life.
我们是从他而活的。
We receive life from him.
所以因此我们跟他一起活
And we live with him.
也为他活
And live for him.
这是保罗明白跟看到的一个事实
And this is what the Apostle Paul sees and understands.
也跟传道者一样
And it's the same with the writer of Ecclesiastes.
所以今天我们问回我们自己
So today we need to ask ourselves.
你在这样的一件事情上你有什么答案
In such matters, what is your answer to yourself?
你对这个活这样的一件事情，你的看法是什么？
And what is your view about living?
今天我要你更多想的是什么是活。
I want you to think today, what it is to continue living?
不是为什么而活。
It's not why you choose to live.
先想说什么是活。
It's first to think about what is living.
除了这个圣经的信仰之外
besides what we learn from the Bible
科学告诉我们说我们就是这样砰就出现的
Science teaches us that with an explosion we exist
那么因为这样你能够好好活我很佩服你
If you can accept that and continue to live well then I respect you
我真的很佩服你
I really do
如果我是你我真的活不下去
Because if that was so then I find it difficult to continue living
就是这样 arbitrary pump 然后 That's it 我们就在这边但是有一个来告诉我说他是生命的主
But someone has come to tell me that he is
The Lord
of life.
他来认回我们。
He he brings me back to him.
那么他也不得到什么。
And not, he doesn't receive anything from this.
他还要付出生命来认回我们。
And the price he has to pay is to give up his life.
而且他也示范了什么是活。
And he has shown what it is to live.
我希望你重新想想耶稣一生怎么活的。
And I hope for you to continue to see Jesus how he continues to live.
他为什么活的。
And why he lives.
那么到底活是怎么一回事。
And what it is to be living.
这个很关键的一个事情，让我们大家都能够好好的来想一想。
And this is very crucial, and I hope everyone to think about this.
因为今天世界的声音太多了。
Because there are too many voices in this world today.
再加上我们父母亲有时候也很多声音。
And as parents, we add to that.
我知道年轻人你们现在活着很不容易。
And I know that for younger people, it's not easy living nowadays.
到底什么才是对的？
And what is right today?
到底我应当怎么样子？
And in the end, what should I do?
这里还是有很重要的话跟你们说。
And there are still important words from the Bible to tell you.
耶稣还是一个非常重要的一个声音。
Jesus, his life is an important life.
他不是在讲一些很好听的东西。
It's not telling you things that you want to hear.
是他做下做过来的。
But it's things that he has done.
他真的做出来的。
And he has done it truly.
然后他也同时讲为什么是这样子。
And he explained why it is so.
而我们今天有一个这样的一个传道者。
And today we have a person who a teacher here in Ecclesiastes.
这样真实的一个人。
A real person.
真的真实面对这个事活的一个事实的事情。
Willing to face realities about lives.
但是他不是在那边泼冷水。
It's not there just to pour cold water.
他也不是在那边呢，很无知的在那边煽动我们。
And or being ignorant, and drawing up passions.
他就是那么很真实的在带领着我们，跟我们一起思想，一起走过，一起面对。
But it's facing what is reality and going through it verse together.
希望他成为你的帮助。
I hope that this will be helpful to you.
希望他带领我们去面对这样一个非常残酷的这个事情的时候。
And when we face this cold, cruel world,
其实他帮助我们抓到，可以找到那个更真正对的、真的的那个事情。
And help us to find what is right.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你让我们看到你是活，你是永远活，你是活出美好生命。你也要跟我们分享，你也要使我们生命活得光辉灿烂，活得好，活得美，活得喜乐，活得平安。主耶稣基督跟我们走过这一生，重新在你面前活着，也要为着我们每天活着的人祷告祈求帮助我们，叫我们软弱伤心失意的人再一次能够得医治，得扶持，得帮助。我们感谢你，我们真愿意像保罗说，我活着就是基督。你成为我们每个人的主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。